This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
No experiments today. This is the DJV interpretation, if you will, of the big items. Companion piece to the official Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my colleagues Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan to take a gander, if you'll take a shot, with our thoughts on the big stories of the week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, we can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. List is published every week. At number 10, ladies, the focus on these big storms. There's a big storm this past week that went through the Caribbean that seemed to make landfall like Jamaica got badly hit and then went into the Yucatan. But this is late in the season for these storms. How many named storms altogether, Victoria?
They ran out. That's why we're in the Greek alphabet now. We went through the English alphabet, and now that was Hurricane Eta. So I don't know how many more we're going to have, but it was a rough season.
Although they say the hurricane season runs from June to the end of November. This is late for these kind of storms.
Yep.
So does that mean that the world is coming to an end because we're not taking care of it?
Well, there are lots of climate patterns that have changed. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. Although you've mentioned also, I think, is it La Nina this year? Is that what you said?
This is La Nina. This is a La Nina year instead of El Nino, which refers to the warmth, the temperature of the water in the mid-Pacific along the equator. That's where somehow or other the winds begin to change, and it affects usually when it comes to Southern California. La Nina is a dry winter in California, Jennifer, or is it
wet? La Nina is dry, and El Nino is wet.
Wet. Okay, all right. So this winter should be pleasant for those of us who hope to find solace.
Too bad, because we could use some rain.
Yep. Well, in the New England, we have had a really dry summer, a lot of droughts around the country that have been extinguished by a lot of the rain that's come up. But if you go away from the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, to the west especially, very dry summer. Number 9 on the list, our relationship with some of our friends and some of our enemies, i.e. we always focus on China, Russia, and Iran. There have been some terror attacks this week in Europe. So one wonders what stirs them up? Is it just a continuum, or is there something that gets these things? I don't even begin to understand why it is that some of these people are compelled at certain times to go on a rant. Is it just it's a lifelong thing? Okay, we're going to do jihad and that's it. Is that too simplistic? What was going on that these attacks were prompted?
Here's the thing. People, and we haven't had to talk about it here because since Trump has been president, we haven't had a terrorist attack on American soil. But ISIS is about an ideology. It's about, they think they're doing good. They think they're acting for God, and that this is their, this is their greatest ruling factor. So to try to say it was one event that's, created the catalyst for an attack like this, no.
Yeah, it's the best example one can come up with the vagaries of religion and taking religion to the nth degree. My religion's better than yours, and I'm the person that you should listen to because I'm closer to God than you are, that kind of nonsense. And there's a lot of it in almost every religion, when all religions are man-made. So,
you have a lot of people who argue about Islam and about, the majority of them argue about the Quran and about and are peaceful. But the people that you're seeing are extremists who believe that everything spelled out in the Quran in terms of violence should be perpetrated on people to create change. And that's just what we see.
To get them to believe what we believe or you're dead.
Right.
That's
right.
A little more basic a rendering of what they're thinking of that group anyway. Number 8, social media and political bias. Have we seen a lot of that this political season? Boy, I think you really have. I think it has really weakened the impact of social media.
Everyone's out of the closet. I mean, it's just, it's, there's no hiding people's disgusting, crazy bias anymore. It's just all there. It's all there.
But there's also so much stuff that's just complete misinformation. And I think what's going to happen after this election cycle, I think smart people are going to just take a big step back. And, no, I mean, social media is not going anywhere. But I think a lot of smart people are going to take a step back. And anything that's political that they're seeing on Twitter especially, I think people are going to be hesitant to just retweet anything that they see. And right now that's what's happening. And it's conspiracy theories. And it's, I mean, it's so much information, blatant lies. It's crazy. So I hope that it changes, because social media needs to just be entertainment and that's it.
I'll use an example of where the editorializing, I guess, from social media and from the mainstream media, by the news media by extension, is in play with one of probably our top story of the week. I can't imagine anything is probably bigger than the presidential election. Yesterday, this week, President Trump all along, actually, has been saying that he has instances of voter fraud and that he sees corruption going on. And what was the headline? Trump blatantly lies about voter fraud. Now, no one knows that because they haven't seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet. So instead, the media just jumps to the conclusion that Trump is panicking and editorializes that he is blatantly lying. People on social media are marking that as a conspiracy theory when we haven't even seen the lawsuits that are coming out yet about what they've seen. Because in some places, like Nevada, there are 10,000 people's names on a voter on a voter roll that voted that are either dead or moved out of the state. That's real, and it needs to be investigated. So to say, and to, I guess, to editorialize that he's blatantly lying or to market as misinformation, they don't know that. That's a political statement, and I guess that's, you know, you have to let this stuff play out.
At this point, I would like to think that I would like to give more credit to the American public maybe than they deserve. In terms of having enough sophistication to realize what garbage there is in and amongst the social media crowd that is focused on voter fraud claims and exaggerations of this, exaggerations of that,
you
whatever
would think,
it is.
Though, Doug, but some of it is really sophisticated. One of my good friends, who is a Harvard lawyer, sent me a tweet the other day that from the AP, the Associated Press, it was a screenshot of the tweet that where they called Nevada for Biden. It was
Arizona.
A fake tweet.
Oh,
no, this was a couple days ago. Okay. Yeah, it was a fake tweet. And she realized, like, an hour later, she goes, oh, my God, because she follows AP News on Twitter, and she said, I thought that this was a real tweet, and it's not. I had already done the research. I knew it was a fake tweet. I knew it wasn't real. But, I mean, you know, it's not an education thing. These are very sophisticated fakes
that people are retweeting. To go further than that, I told you this week about the email I got from Amazon saying that congratulations, we just shipped you your new $6,000 computer.
Congratulations.
You got my birthday gift.
Congratulations, you now have malware if you click on that link.
Yeah.
So congratulations, we own your computer. Are there stupid people on Facebook who are retweeting and reposting everything that they see? Yes. But for the most part, I think a lot of this stuff is really more sophisticated than we think it is, and it's pretty easy. You'd have to really dig into it to find out if you're reposting
something
that's legitimate.
Well, I think what we've got is the influence of, to go back to our foreign relations, the Islamic influence, the Russian influence, the Chinese influence, not to be downplayed at all, although I guess we felt better this year about their interference. It wasn't as much obvious connection between some of the stuff on social media and these three countries and others messing around with the election, getting into various websites. So under the circumstances, it's kind of like buyer beware, reader and user beware. Number 7, the situation with education. We'll talk about that after these words here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The situation in our school system, there already was a crisis, if you want to use that word, before the pandemic, and now it's even worse. I was talking to a friend of mine who runs a garage, and he has his two sons in the working with him. One of them is a graduate of a college that prepares you to run a business like that. And the other one is a 12-year-old kid who's in the 7th grade who goes to work with his dad every day. And he has an office with a computer. And he does his lessons with the various teachers, 7th grade English and history. I was talking to him about it yesterday. What are you learning? And he looked at me. He said, not much. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, here's an hour and a half. That's all the kid's required to do online. He's a smart kid anyway, but he's picking up all the stuff that he knows from working with his brother and his father, not from being online looking at some,
I think there's going to be a really big deficit with this at home learning. There are horror stories in California about how now people are just falling off, that kids aren't even going to school anymore.
No.
Within the LA
they're not paying any attention to the...
Yeah, they're not reporting in. They're just disappearing.
Yeah.
It's just...
Having a big vacation. On the streets.
Ugh. Yep.
And so that's one of the reasons I say... You know, I'm sorry about the COVID, and I don't want people to get sick, but we better take hold of ourselves. This society is going to melt, and that's exactly what the Chinese wanted anyway when they came up with this virus, and they continue to do what they do to screw up the world, or at least America, with the murder hornets and this other stuff. It's just and we're falling for it. We are falling right into that hole. at 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Moving back into the fold here, the top 10 items from Talkers Magazine this week. Number 6 is a focus on the economy. I'm not sure what to make of the economy. I went into a lumber market this week to buy something. I'm doing some renovations on one of the barns, and I bought some lumber. And I thought, I figured the place would be kind of slow. But the guy who runs the department said to me that with the interest rates as low as they are, people are building like crazy. Another guy that I do work with who runs an excavating company, he's been tearing houses down in a nearby community, Wellesley. They're paying $800,000-$900,000 for basically a lot with a junk house on it there. And this company bought 20 different lots, ripping them down, building up the houses. $2 million house on an $800,000 lot, and they're selling, put the sign out, and they're gone in a day or two. That's just the way it is. And usually the housing market predicates what goes on in the economy. That's the housing starts, they call it. So that's been pretty strong. But we didn't vote the economy this time, did we? Mm-hmm. Really?
Hmm? No. I think some people, I mean, I did. I think that Trump will be better for the economy than Biden, but and are looking for that gray area. I think we're capable of it, and so I think the economy has a lot of tentacles in coronavirus, actually, as we talk about it. And I know as far as ballot issues in California, we had several that impact taxes and things. So I think people, the economy was a threat for many.
You know, one of the things, thank you for bringing that up, because it brings me back around to thinking about all of the tax reforms that are always proposed by the various candidates. I'm going to cut your taxes, I'm going to tax $400,000 or more, all of that stuff. You know, if you really looked at the history of all of that stuff, there really isn't a lot of teeth, or there aren't a lot of results. There are little short bursts of results or impact from these tax changes. And then things pretty much go back to the way they are.
More about regulation. I mean, regulations, I think, are the, I mean, the yeah. lifting of a lot of regulations are what I think is better for the country, because I mean less, I want less government, not more government.
Yeah, me
I want
too.
Less intervention.
But I want the right stuff to be dumped, not the wrong stuff. And this time
yeah,
around.
Lifting regulations on logging in a forest in Alaska that's been protected since the 90s, that's not a regulation that I wanted lifted. And that's a lot of
the
thing
a lot
of people
of
in Alaska
that,
did. I mean,
no, actually only one in the five. Only one out of five people who voted for it. It was a very low margin. It's not something that people wanted at all. So, but you know, that didn't make mainstream news because we've got an election going on. But those are the types of regulations that are horrible for the environment. And I don't want more regulations on stuff that doesn't make sense. But I don't want to remove regulations on things that are have been in place to protect the environment. I mean, that's literally that forest, the Tonga Forest, is they call that, that's the lungs of North America. So, I don't know. It's just, I think a lot
a
of people voted
of
on, voted
there
against
there are more
Trump.
Trees in America now than there ever have been, and that happened
that
in part because...
That one forest alone, that's what it's
yeah,
been called.
Yeah, up there, yeah, but I'm talking about in the 40, the lower 48, there are way more trees now, and interestingly enough, it started... with the Obama administration committing to plant X number of trees, they first were going to shut down 50,000 acres of farmland and plant trees there. They didn't do that, but they did seed, literally and figuratively, trees in areas where it was kind of didn't get a lot of attention. But what they did was require companies or incentivize Pacific Gas and Electric, PGE.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of companies to clean up their act and plant new trees.
Yeah, but then guess what the problem was with that? And we saw it in California with their complete failure, is that they decided to go with the environmental regulations instead of strengthening their infrastructure. And then now we have PG&E sparking fires and burning down.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The four Minnesota police officers accused of the death of George Floyd while arresting him will be tried in court together. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
A judge on Thursday declined to change location of the trial for the four former Minneapolis officers charged in the death of George Floyd and ruled they will be tried in a single proceeding. Defense teams argued their clients should face separate trials as each officer tries to diminish their own role in Floyd's death by pointing fingers at the others. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill ruled after attorneys also argued that pretrial publicity will make it impossible for a fair trial. They claim that protesting outside makes it unsafe for defendants and that jurors could be affected by chants from the crowd. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Deadly Storm Etta has returned to the Caribbean Sea and should be over Cuba on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The National Football League has fined the Las Vegas Raiders for its coronavirus procedures. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The Las Vegas Raiders are being hit by the NFL for violations of the league's COVID-19 protocols. The team has been fined $500,000 and was stripped of a sixth-round pick for the way the team handled Trent Brown's positive test last month. Head coach John Gruden has also been fined $150,000. The Raiders have been fined several times already this season for violating protocol, accruing a total of $1.2 million in fines. The Raiders are expected to appeal their punishment.
The Raiders will play the Chargers in Southern California Sunday. NASCAR's season finale 500 takes place Sunday in Phoenix, Arizona. One of the final four drivers, Chase Elliott, talks about this year's success.
I think it's huge. I think it's huge for me personally. I think it's huge for our team as a whole. Each and every person that puts in time and effort to try to make our program work. I think that when you're able to be in a position that we were in, like we were tonight, and have to go to perform and go and do that, I think everybody gains a lot of confidence from it, and we prove to ourselves that we can do it. I think we always have believed we could do it, but to go out there and achieve it certainly is something that we haven't experienced yet as a group. And to win a championship in this series, you have to make the Final Four. We've seen the same crowd make the Final Four since this deal has been implemented.
Other drivers in the Final Four are Logano, Keselowski, and Hamlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Second half hour of the Talk Radio Review for this, the first full week of November. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're going through the top 10 items as determined by the Folks Talkers magazine. So at number 5, the Walter Wallace video, among other things, continuing call for police reform, situation with various race issues and problems in our country. Does this ever go away? Does it ever get fixed? Do we keep shooting black guys? You know, do the police get it? All of these questions. What are we really doing other than talking about reforming how the police departments work? In my own community, the mayor just appointed a black man who'd been in the police department since 2008 to be the new chief. He's respected and liked by the others in the department. He's a good cop. She appointed him because she's black and she wanted a black police chief. But the police recognize that actually she's not done a lot of good stuff since she's been mayor, and she stumbled on this one because he's actually a good cop and will be a good chief. But it's that whole business about counting and checking off the boxes that seems to be a problem here. So superficial and artificial, when at a time we need good thinkers, we need people to be well-intentioned, we need them to do their job. And the question comes, ladies, about what is their job? What are they supposed to be doing? The social stuff has been very much in focus in our local community, and there was a sort of a report done as to how much time police spend doing social fixes, if you will. And I think if we look around the country, where you are in New Jersey, Victoria, where Jennifer is in California, a lot of police time is spent doing things that are not really police business.
Oh, well, even when it is police business, I was driving on, I live on the ocean in New Jersey, and I was driving down Ocean Ave last week, and I saw this girl who looked like she was maybe 17, like she had just gotten her license, and she was pulled over, and there was a female cop talking to her in the window, and two other cop cars, each with two cops in each car, pulled up, like, for backup. It's like, this is a 17-year-old girl who probably ran through a red light or was speeding or whatever.
You know what that is indicative of?
Why do we need three cop cars?
What if there was something about a runaway? You don't know what they were doing.
No, but you don't need six cops.
Right.
No matter what, Jennifer.
Says you. What if there
says me. Right.
What if this is a kid who was kidnapped? What if this is a kid who's a runner? I mean, you don't know what they were doing.
But you can figure that out pretty quickly. I've seen this happen over and over again. I'm with you, Victoria, on this one. Yeah. There's too many police that aren't. They don't have enough to do.
You got
the sheriff, you got the state troopers, you got the local police. And I've made my observations in California, but I know from having spent years and years and years in Florida, these guys are stepping all over each other. The sheriff's running around in his car with his deputies. They have nothing, literally nothing to do. And the state troopers are out on the highways collecting money.
There's no crime because there's a lot of cops. In L.A., where they're stretched thin, the crime is ridiculous.
Well, the crime is a lot of drug crime in Florida.
There's a lot of drug crime, but also misdemeanors now. People were walking in and theft. You can steal under $900 worth of stuff, and it's a misdemeanor in California.
Stealing is stealing.
Yeah.
People walking
into Walmart with a calculator and just walking out the door. So, and the police can't do anything about it. So our crime is up because we don't have the policing that we need.
Well,
it sounds like the laws are actually the messed up part, not the cops. Because if the law allows someone to steal,
I'm glad you brought that up. Because
what can more cops do if the law is the law? Prop 20
was on our ballot this time around. We're talking about the election, number one story of the week. And in Los Angeles, in California, we have Prop 20 to close the loopholes. To make crimes, theft crimes like this, back to felonies again instead of misdemeanors. To make sure that date rape is actually considered a violent crime. Right now it's not. It's a misdemeanor. And child trafficking, same thing, a misdemeanor, not a violent crime. And all these dumb women. These dumb women in their pink hats who go marching around.
But who would vote for that knowingly,
state?
Jen? I mean, no one would.
Well, then they're dumb. They need to educate themselves.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The way that it was written must have been
misleading. Because there's no way any woman would vote for that. That's just stupid.
They did, and it passed 69% to 30%.
A lot of ignorance in this country. We're not teaching people how to think. We're teaching them what to think.
We need to change the law to make sure that ballot measures are written in a way that people can understand what the hell they're voting for. We had one of those about peacetime veterans.
We had three of those in Massachusetts.
We had one here in New Jersey this year. Legalizing marijuana, that was pretty straightforward. But we had one about peacetime veterans getting a tax deduction, a property tax deduction. It was so confusing because at first it had COVID in it and then it had veterans. So you see COVID and you see veterans and you go, of course I want to support veterans who maybe were impacted by COVID. It had nothing to do with either of those things. It's veterans who essentially have peacetime veterans who have never seen any action getting a property tax deduction. It was very confusing, and no one knew what the hell they were voting for.
We have the same thing here, but I agree with you. I think we need to reform that. But
yeah,
they do
ridiculous.
It on purpose because they want to trick you. So people need to take responsibility and get it right. I mean, it, just because the rules are hard doesn't mean that people need to just give up. I mean, we have to do better as a country. We have to do better in my state. Because dumb stuff like this, where women can now go on a date, get drunk, and get raped, and the guy doesn't even get a park. I mean, it would be worse for him to get a parking ticket. It's stupid.
That's
stupid.
Insane.
It is insane. All right, number three is the situation with health care, COVID, things developing. The numbers are high. Mortality is low or lower. Stats are higher. Numbers of people getting this stuff higher. Number of people dying lower. That kind of falls into the same category that Ken said. More people are going to get this for the next couple of months, but fewer people are going to die. Meanwhile, what we have is the impact on not only the healthcare system and our individual lives, but also the impact on our whole economy and business in general and what people ought to be doing. It's so simple, really, it seems at least so simple, to deal with the biggest part of the problem, but yet there are many people in our society, especially between the ages 19 and 29, that don't want to do the easy fix. So they should be the ones to suffer, not other people. And that's the problem with this thing. It's an equal opportunity distressor. So you sneeze at somebody or you're blowing you're having a mask on and you blow your whatever's in your body onto somebody else and they get sick. And you have there's no recourse because you don't even really know who it is that's giving it to you. I just think that we've become so damn selfish in this country. Wow. It's so obvious. I'm not going to do that because I don't have to, you moron. Okay, help me do something, talk about this, or we'll move on. I'm done.
I believe people should be doing the right thing. It's really hard for me to support any government mandate of things, and I trust that people will do the right thing. But
they don't.
You know,
they don't.
Sometimes.
They don't.
I mean, I don't see them, so you guys tell me they don't, that's fine. I see most people wearing masks. I see most people not just in this country wearing masks. I see most people in the world wearing masks and staying
A lot
away
of people in the Midwest are just not. Mid-South, nah. Not going to do it.
Forget that. You can go anywhere in New Jersey where I am and see people, unless you have to go into a store and everyone has to wear a mask if you go into a store.
You get in.
Or into a business. But other than that, there are plenty of people just wandering. And it's usually, I hate to say it, and this is not, this is nothing against you, but it's older white guys. That's every time you see a guy without a mask on, it's an older white guy.
Really?
It's just some sort of, I don't know, insecurity. They don't think it's masculine. I don't know. I don't know
maybe
what it is.
They can't breathe with it. But,
My
old white guy co-host in Los Angeles is like, I can't breathe with this thing on. I've got a doctor's note.
Hey, he's got a doctor's note already.
Talking about my other old white
co-host. Oh, Don. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, we'll continue. Focus on congressional races and the presidential race as we round out this discussion about what's gone on in News Talk Radio this week in a few moments. 43 past the hour with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews, by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Now at Lowe's, we're saying thanks to our pros in more ways than ever before during our Provember event. We have deals on the brands you trust, like DeWalt, Spyder, and Metabo HPT. We also have credit options you won't want to miss. Plus, for 5 days only, November 9th through the 13th, bring in an old bucket from one of our competitors and get a brand new 5-gallon Lowe's branded bucket free. Just one more reason why we're the new home for pros. Limit one bucket per customer while supplies last. U.S. only.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, back into our talk radio review. Say hi to Rick, everybody. He's enjoying the program on a 5-mile walk this morning. It's not a bad thing. Get out there.
So can we count exercise. His steps for ours? Because that'd be really nice. Thank you, Rick. If you could go 6 miles, that'd be even better.
All right, let's get back to our overview of the things, the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen with his horsey voice. So some Republicans, Jennifer, seem to be breaking with the president over the fraud claims. So how will that impact, if at all? And the presidential race, I think, is pretty well decided. But and I don't know if there are congressional races that still are in the offing. Seems to me there are
I think
questions.
Anything can happen. The nation has adopted the California model. So in 2018, everyone went to bed on election night thinking something else. And then lo and behold, days and weeks after the election, a bunch of things started to flip. And there are, I could talk to you for about 20 minutes about just some of the things that were implemented. No, that's why I won't do it now. But we could talk about that, about what's actually happening. But I think there are some Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz who have been out there, and Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000 to the president's defense fund. So there are some that are standing with him. I think there are some who are scared. And you know,
Wait a minute. So Lindsey Graham's giving $500,000?
Yeah. To Trump's defense fund.
Where do you get the $500,000?
I think you have to use what's in your coffers left over from your campaign, probably. Yeah.
Right, okay, that's what I thought.
So I don't know. I don't think it's a private donation, but in any case, that's what he pledged to do. And you know, I think there are a lot of people who think that Trump single-handedly saved the Republican Party by giving them some backbone because they were just getting rolled. So I think there are a lot of Republicans who still kind of have that old school style, but the ones who have a new life, the backbone stands, and they'll stand.
There are a lot of people who think that were former Republicans like me, that if they don't get a little bit more mainstream, that the Republican Party be dead. I don't see, I don't see that is really what's happening at the moment, because there appears to be a 50-50 split pretty much in whether you're voting for
a Republican
or a Democrat.
You haven't voted for a Republican in a long time. So
I voted for local Republicans.
Yeah, but presidentially, when was the last time for president you voted for a Republican?
George Bush the father.
Thank you. That was 30 years ago. So you don't, and unfortunately, you don't really have a seat at the table about the direction
really?
Of the brand.
How dare you?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we know we don't know where we are. I think that's pretty much the bottom line here. And you know,
so we know that we're lost is what you're saying.
Yeah, we know we don't know where we are and where
we're
going.
People are like, aren't you panicked? I'm like, no, I'm just watching what happens. Of course this is happening.
10 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Ooh, yeah.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time now for us to visit with our friend from rautoexpert.com. Nick Miles is here on the DJV program with the inside scoop on a lot of news from the world of automotive. I see that Mercedes is going to include some new connected technology to some of the new Mercedes-Benz S-Class cars. I'm expecting you probably bought one of these things. How much attention do you pay to the radio system or to the audio system in cars when you're looking at new cars, when you're evaluating new cars?
It depends. It's usually the speakers I do. You know, if it has more than 10 speakers, and sometimes you'll find speakers now in the roof and in the seats and the headrests, and they really do make a difference to the sound. Elliot Shiner, who is you may be familiar with him. He produced Steely Dan and more recently the Smashing Pumpkins albums.
Yeah.
He has been making the sound systems inside Acuras. And he's very good at it because he knows what the original recording sounded like, and he knows what they should sound like inside cars. And so he's really good at making these sound systems that go inside cars. So I've been paying a lot of attention to what he does inside new Acura vehicles. But normally I'm more about how far does the pedal go down and how fast
right. How fast will it go. All right, then maybe you can help me a little bit with this, though. This is not about how fast the car goes. This is about a study that indicates that when selling cars, radio outperforms every other medium when it comes to helping people get into the showroom. Better than TV, better than social media, radio outperforms. So how is it that the people who are making these cars are... I see something this week that indicates that one of the major car manufacturers is going to charge you $500 next year to have a terrestrial radio included in your car with CarPlay or Spotify or Pandora or whatever it is. They're going to put the streamers in, but if you want a real radio, you're going to pay $500. What the hell's the matter with these people?
I don't know. They're probably not drinking the Kool-Aid as they should be. One of the biggest problems, one of the things they should realize a long time ago is that when you have all these people sitting inside cars, it's a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get them to turn the radio on, it's a captive audience. They're sitting right there inside a small box, sometimes for several hours in big cities, and you have them there and entertained. They do something very clever in the UK, which is when there's a traffic problem in a car, they have a system in their vehicles where the radio turns on automatically when there's a traffic report, and it updates you. So you'll be sitting in the car, you know, doing whatever you're doing, listening to your phone or listening to somebody talk, and the radio will come on as soon as the traffic report comes on and tells you about the road you're on.
Well, but the brilliance of radio outperforming other advertising mediums and getting people to the showroom, and the fact that now car manufacturers want to charge you a surcharge to have a radio even put in your car seems the height of complete stupidity to me.
Yes, I will. If you send me that report, I will personally take it to every president of every car company and tell them to stop being so stupid.
Okay. I'll do that. All right, here we have Lego that has set up an erector set, sort of cars for, what, Ghostbusters? You know, lay this one out for us.
Yeah, so the new Ghostbusters, well, the old Ghostbusters, I guess, the Ghostbusters car with all of the gear on top and the ghosts and all the sirens and lights and everything. Yeah, they've made a new Lego Ghostbusters with 2,352 pieces.
Good luck putting that together. Hello, ding, 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 ding. All right, I see there's a new approval for some electronic vehicles on our roads, and it's not necessarily made... How many companies, I guess, around the world are making electric cars?
A lot. In places like China and India, I mean, they need cheap forms of transport. And by the way, in China, it's a very interesting situation because you can't get a license plate unless it's for electric car. To get a gas license plate is almost impossible in China.
In China? Really?
You can get an electric license plate really easily. Gas, it takes you years of application. So in a lot of places, and in Europe, it's really it's easy to get electric cars. In places like Norway, you have to pay 100% tax on the vehicle if you buy a gas vehicle. So a lot of places making electric vehicles. This is a company called Kandi, very strange company, never heard of them before. But the EPA have approved them to bring cars to the United States, and they're under $6,000. And you probably are thinking the first thing that I thought is, how safe could a vehicle be for under $6,000? Putting your kids and pets?
No, thank you. All right, Lincoln has stopped making the Continental. Ooh, that's...
The third time they stopped making the Lincoln Continental. Expect a comeback sometime in the next 10
next
years.
Year. All right. Nick Miles, his website, ourautoexpert.com, should be visited by anybody who's got a car problem or wants to...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.